From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council condemns North Korea. The United Nations Security Council adopted a statement condemning the North's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. The rocket, carrying what North Korea said was a satellite, was launched Sunday morning. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter North Korea's nuclear program and military ambitions. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice condemned the long-range rocket launch and pledged the United States will take all steps to defend itself and its allies. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, issued a statement saying the full chamber will take up a bill to expand and tighten sanctions on North Korea. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali government officials said Saturday airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to a passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. The man was identified as the one whose dead body ejected out of the hole created by the explosion. The official of the Somali Intelligence Agency told VOA earlier that Mogadishu Airport staff and employees were among those being detained for questioning. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing 120 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by an earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 in Tainan. At least 250 people are believed to have been trapped inside their apartments by the earthquake. U.S. Republican presidential candidates talked tough on foreign policy and launched attacks on their rivals as they faced off at a debate in New Hampshire Saturday. The debate took place just 3 days before New Hampshire's presidential primary, a crucial election that could make or break several of the candidates' presidential bids. Especially aggressive was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who took aim at Florida Senator Marco Rubio early in the debate. Donald Trump was at the center stage at the debate. The real estate mogul leads in opinion polls in New Hampshire. He needs a good result after his second-place finish in Iowa. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends beyond the stadium in California, where the Super Bowl is being played Sunday night. Teams from North Carolina and Denver are vying for the championship. Park Brewer has a report.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing, and he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Mark Brewer, VOA News, San Francisco.
Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increase the power of parliament. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Some opponents are expressing doubt the reforms will bring meaningful change. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says more than 3,100 pregnant women in his country are infected with the Zika virus, but Santos, speaking Saturday on national television, said there is no evidence yet definitively linking the virus to birth defects. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.